This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this one from the Associated Press. Evelyn Musambi with the byline, "You lucky girl." Headline reads, "Belgian teens arrested with 5,000 smuggled ants as Kenya warns of changing trafficking trends." Two Belgian teenagers charged with wildlife piracy after they were found with thousands of ants packed in test tubes in what authorities in Kenya say is part of a trend in new trafficking of smaller and lesser known species. These two 19-year-olds were arrested earlier this month with 5,000 ants. They appeared distraught when they had to appear before the magistrate in Nairobi. They told the magistrate they were collecting the ants just for fun, and they didn't know it was illegal. However, these two 19-year-olds and two others, the four involved in trafficking these ants to markets in Europe and Asia, and the species included Messer cephalotes, a distinctive large and red-colored harvester ant native to East Africa. The illegal export of the ants not only undermines Kenya's sovereign rights over biodiversity, but deprives local communities and research institutions. The cases against the four men, Greg Bach, represent a shift in trafficking trends. Of course, we've had people trying to smuggle in animals and animal parts and horrible things for a long time. But I think they're unique in bringing it down to a minuscule level.
What I enjoy is the whole, these ants, we didn't know.
We were just collecting them because I'm 19 and that's what I do.
I found 5,000 of the same ant and I didn't know there was a...
The ants were valued at about $7,700.
Okay, all
right. They're pretty small. The prices for ants can vary greatly according to the species and the market.
You know what, Jane? Because someone smarter than me says that, I'm just going to go ahead and be like, okay.
They warn that the risk of trafficking ants can export diseases to other countries. Absolutely. Even if there is a fair trade, said one Kenyan official, it should be regulated and nobody should be taking our resources like that, including our ants.
This is one of those, this shouldn't be a thing where we read it and I'm going, yep, you're absolutely right. Cool deal.
Mom and dad must be so proud.
What happened to Steve? Oh, well, he's doing 38 months for ant smuggling.
Ant smuggling. What are you in for, buddy? And everybody moved away from me on the bench there. That wraps up today's episode of...
This shouldn't be a thing.